How to Tune a Subwoofer Box. Top Full Guide 2022. This article will give you a quick rundown on what to do in order to properly tune a subwoofer box. Hook Audio will go straight to the problem as tune a sub box first, and then recommend some related things related to the topic. We also explained why a sub box should be tuned. If you follow these pointers, you will know how to tune a subwoofer box in no time. Let's get started. How to tune a subwoofer box. Before you can tune a sub box, it is necessary to assemble these items: speaker cables, high-end multimeter, ammeter, functional generator. A variety of tools include wire strippers and screwdrivers. Step 1: decoupling the sub. To avoid any rattling noises or other disturbances to the tuning process, decoupling is the act of separating the sub from the ground. Place an isolation pad under the subwoofer. Decoupling pads and feet are soft and have lots of air pockets that absorb vibrations to prevent them from traveling down the floor. This will enhance your subwoofer's low-frequency response. It will also streamline sub-tuning to suit your preferences. Step 2. Determine the resonant frequency. Connect the ammeter's positive cable to the current socket. Then, turn it on to measure current. You can take precautions to protect yourself from high voltage. Connect the ammeter to the amplifier in series and connect the inputs of the amp to the signal generator. Varies the frequency of the signal and watches the ammeter move. The box should display the highest current at the resonance frequency. The reason is that the subwoofer's resonant frequency causes the impedance to drop significantly. Step 3. Adjust the resonant frequency. You will need to modify your box design if the frequency you have determined is not what you prefer. This can be done by increasing or decreasing the length of your port. The following equation will help you do this: FB equals the desired tuning frequency for the enclosure in Hertz, LV equals the length of the port measured in inches, R equals the inside radius of the vent tube, VB equals the internal volume of an enclosure in cubic inches equals 1.463 × 107 × R², FB caret 2 × VB, 1.463 × R by multiplying 1728, you can convert cubic feet into inches. After changing the port length, check the resonant frequency again to ensure that the subwoofer box has been properly tuned. Although this is not difficult to do, it's best to consult an industry professional for guidance. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=n5wefjvgsim. Best tuning frequency for a subwoofer box. A combination of factors affects the tuning of a ported subwoofer box. These factors include the net volume, port area, and length of the subwoofer box. Tuning can change the sound quality of the box by changing the peak frequency. Tuning your sub to a high level will ensure the best SPL tuning. Tuning high SPL is 45 Hz and higher. The sound quality won't be as great, but it will be louder than what you get with lower tuning. It is easier to achieve a good mix of SPL and SQ sound quality at frequencies below 40. The box provides a good amount of SPL at 35 Hz and excellent sound quality. How to tune a sealed subwoofer box to 30 Hz. Attach the multimeter to the amplifier's subwoofer. The frequency generator can be used to drive the subwoofer. When the resonance frequency of the subwoofer box has been measured, the meter will read higher. Adjust the port length if the measured resonance frequency is not the same as the predicted resonance frequency. This will be learned by trial and error. Loudest subwoofer box design. You will get the best bass tone if you choose a large subwoofer and put it in a sealed box. The best sealed sub box is JBL CS1204B. It is perfect for cars and homes thanks to its excellent bass output. How to find out what a subwoofer box is tuned to. Playing a series of test tones around the area where the subwoofer box is likely to be tuned will only help you determine its tuning point. The sub should move the most at this point. This frequency is called the tuning frequency. How to calculate Hz for a sub box. The volume of the subwoofer box, speaker resonance frequency, and air compliance make up the tuning frequency. The formula below will calculate your box's tuning frequency. F equals A, V 0.31 XFSF, B equals HC for the box, A equals air compliance, V equals box volume, F equals speaker resonance frequency. Why do you need to tune a subwoofer box? Everyone has different preferences when it comes to tuning subwoofer systems. Tuning your sub box will help you maximize the potential of your sound system. Although it takes time and effort to get the type of sound you want from your subs, the rewards of a well-tuned subwoofer system are very satisfying. Professional-grade equipment can only reproduce frequencies within 20-80 Hz, but car subwoofers can create sound frequencies in the range of 20 Hz to 200 Hz. It is recommended to set up a low-pass filter on your amplifier to reduce frequencies above 100 Hz, and then send them to the mid-range driver via a crossover network. Some subwoofers on the market can reproduce bass frequencies lower than 20 Hz. These subwoofers will not provide a great listening experience because they are lower than the audible range. 35 Hz is the ideal frequency for tuning your subwoofer box. Frequencies below this frequency experience no lower frequency extension. Lower frequencies also require higher power to reproduce. The frequencies of 35 Hz can easily pass through walls, making a huge impact on the rooms around them. You need to be aware of some things before you tune your subwoofer. Below are some examples of these factors. Location. Experts recommend that you pay attention to the location of your subwoofer boxes before tuning to your preferred frequency level. This is the most important factor in audio quality. Crossover frequency. The crossover frequency is the frequency at which a subwoofer begins to play bass notes. Your crossover frequency should be placed where your speakers start to roll. This information can be found on the subwoofer. Modern subwoofers have this feature. Size of the room or car. If your subwoofer is sealed, you need to consider the space where it will be installed to ensure acoustic quality and sound quality. The position where you can listen from. Are you aware that some parts of your car or room can be so loud that the low frequencies may not be heard in others? Be sure to place your subwoofer box correctly before you tune. Where do you listen? Are you aware that some parts of your car or room can be so loud that the low frequencies may not be heard in others? Be sure to place your subwoofer box correctly before you tune. How can I make my sub box louder? There are many ways to increase the volume or sound output of your sub box. Polyfill can be used with your sealed sub enclosures and tighten the vocals. You can also adjust the tuning of your sub box until you find a variant you like. Is it possible to tune a box too low? The results of tuning a sub box to frequencies lower than they need are not good. Loss of output, echoes, and delays. You will lose output if you set the box lower than it should be. The group delay will also be huge. What is the tuning frequency for a ported box? The typical ported box runs on its own tuning frequency, 34 Hz. This ensures that the sub's output falls within the low-pass frequency margin. How can I make my subs work harder? Make sure you use the right amplifier for your subwoofer. Place the subwoofer inside a bandpass container. What is the difference between subwoofers and speakers? Many people mistakenly use subwoofer and loudspeaker interchangeably when they are actually completely different. Subwoofer boxes are usually made of plastic or wooden enclosures for loudspeaker systems that fit inside one or more woofers. You will need to have a variety of subwoofers depending on how you want them placed. Subwoofers can be distinguished by their power handling, distortion, cost, size, and other characteristics. The most effective subwoofer box designs are bandpass, horn-loaded, and infinite baffle. How you use the subwoofer will determine how wide your frequency range is. A subwoofer that is used at home would typically have a frequency range of 20 to 200 Hz. If the subwoofer box has been professionally used, however, the sound will typically be lower than 100 Hz. Subwoofers with frequencies below 80 Hz are also available. There are two options for subwoofer boxes. The passive subwoofer is the one that is used, and the active subwoofer is the other. An amplifier is located in an active subwoofer. This amplifier is integrated into the subwoofer. Passive subwoofer boxes, on the other hand, require an external amplifier. The enclosure and subwoofer driver are the only components of a passive subwoofer.